What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Hamza is grooming young men to commit violence against women. For those of you don't know, Hamza is the Indian scammer. He's the guy who goes by the name of King of the Bathrobes, as Stardust would like to call him. He's the guy who claims to be a cult leader. And you guys need to understand something about people like Hamza, man. You guys don't get to Hamza's level on YouTube unless you are part of the agenda. Okay, guys? You guys gotta start using your brains out there, man. As we all know by now, the Jews used Hollywood as a propaganda machine for well over 100 years, okay? Use your brain, okay? What's better? Spend hundreds of millions of dollars developing a movie, spend years cultivating, or in the case of the Jews, grooming people like Britney Spears to be the Sharmuta she is, or use YouTube, which already has a built-in audience, and hook up with scammers like Hamza to push a narrative, okay? This is why you see these guys all of a sudden, first video, million views, and all of a sudden they go literally from zero to hero. I mean, All In with Ari was a perfect example of that. For those of you who don't remember, All In with Ari was this homeless girl in Los Angeles. First video she ever does, like, has a million views. She was monetized. She had Cash App. She had Patreon. You know, she went from, like, living in a car to all of a sudden living in one of the Beverly Hills hotels, $400-$500 a night. She went out and she bought, like, a $60,000-$70,000 brand new Mercedes Benz, and it was found out that All In with Ari was actually an actress who had a string of criminal history, and part of that was actually abusing her own children. So you guys out there need to understand what's happening is that the Jews are scamming you with guys like Hamza. They're pushing a narrative of keeping you in perpetual depression and a perpetual state of just anger and frustration. You see, Jews don't like the truth, okay? If you guys type in MGTOW in YouTube, I typed in MGTOW on YouTube last night, nobody who's really MGTOW shows up, okay? Sandman doesn't show up, TFM doesn't show up, Hammerhand doesn't show up, Terrence Pop doesn't show up, I don't show up, Better Bachelor doesn't show up, Coach Craig Adam doesn't show up, Replicant Fish doesn't show up, Rare Breed Theory doesn't show up, MGTOW doesn't show up. None of the guys we have on MGTOW TV who've been MGTOW for probably going on to a decade by now, or very much close to it, none of these guys show up at all on YouTube when you type in MGTOW. You know, there's a channel out there called MGTOW. Well, that channel is a psyop, okay? If you look at MGTOW, the channel, that channel basically is clips from TikTok showing women doing Sharmuta shit. Guys, you need to understand, man, the Jews are putting you in that state of, first of all, these TikTok videos, number one, the Jews don't want you to actually sit down and listen to a video like this that might go on for half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour. That's number one. Okay? Number two, they want you to get angry at women for being Sharmutas. I mean, women are Sharmutas. That's how they are. The whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from becoming dirty, dirty Sharmutas. Today, we don't have the patriarchy anymore. So women indeed are fully Sharmutas. That's just how women are today. Okay, guys? So what's happening, this agenda that the Jews are pushing via YouTube and via grifters like Hamza and what's her name, Pearly things, is that they want to give you hope, and then at the same time they want you to fall flat on your face and become very, very frustrated. Okay, Pearly things, I saw Pearly things back when nobody was watching her shit, and now Pearly things is quote unquote the king of the manosphere. Her channel is quickly reaching 1 million subs, and yet her videos are under 100,000k each. Why? YouTube is pushing Pearly things, okay? They're pushing that agenda that Pearly things is helping the Jews work on. What's Pearly things agenda, okay? Her agenda is to trick men into believing that you can turn a hoe into a housewife. In fact, Pearly things has now a new show called Wifey School, where she turns hoes into a housewife. In fact, just Pearly things did a live stream with Brittany Reiner. You know, Brittany Reiner, the Turbo Thought. Pearly things did a live stream with her the other day saying, hey, how can we turn you into a housewife? You see, how evil people work is that they want to give you false hope, and then at the same time, they want to capitalize on your anger, on your frustration, on your depression. You know, a lot of people out there who watch Pearly things, they're like, hey, there's a chance that Brittany Reiner and other hoes become good hoes. It doesn't work like that, man. What does Islam tell us? You know, a woman is like the most crooked point of the most crooked rib bone. If you try to straighten it, she will break, okay? That's how a woman is. Islam is telling us for over 1400 years, do not become a Captain Save-A-Ho. Yet just Pearly things, her entire existence on YouTube is you becoming Captain Save-A-Ho for a reformed ho. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you look at Hamza. What's Hamza telling young men? Right now, what Hamza is doing, which is very, very dangerous, by the way, is that he's telling incels in denial to go out and a cold approach woman, you know? Cold approach woman. If there's a girl that you really, really like, just go up to her and ask her out. Do you understand how bad that can get? Guys, I'm reading the comment section in Hamza's videos over on YouTube, okay? A lot of guys are getting rejected by women, and they openly say, I just got rejected. I asked out my crush. She rejected me. You know, there are guys who got rejected multiple times in a span of a couple of days. Guys, getting rejected by women is bad for your psyche, especially when A, you're growing up, B, you actually believe in love, and C, you are getting rejected by women for one reason and one reason only. You guys out there need to understand, man, if you get rejected by a woman up front, rejected by a woman, it's because you're fucking fugly. That's it. The sole purpose a woman will reject you is because you're fugly, okay? Having a boyfriend, having a girl, husband, none of that stuff means any shit, you know? Wearing the hijab, going Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, none of that shit means anything to a woman. You guys gotta realize that if a woman rejects you, it's because you're ugly, especially if you are young, okay? See, young women, they don't care about money yet, okay? So when it comes to young women, it's all about getting with that alpha male. It's getting with that bad boy. It's getting with that guy who makes that pussy wet. So if a woman rejects one of you Hamza followers, it's solely because you are ugly. Period. Mic drop. Full stop. There is no other reason for a young woman to reject you other than you are ugly. Period. Now, The problem here is that you guys out there are getting rejected one too many times. I see a lot of you guys out there, you know, you're trying to justify getting rejected by saying, oh, well, you know, she was my crush. I took my shot. Regret is worse than rejection. Guys, you gotta be realistic, man. You guys out there watching Hamza and other grifters on the internet who tell you, oh man, cold approach woman, man. You gotta be realistic, man. Will you ever walk into like a NFL tryout, a soccer tryout, a basketball tryout and say, hey man, give me a shot to be on the team? No, you wouldn't do that, would you, right? So why the hell would you go up to a girl who's hot and you're a fugly looking dude and think she's gonna give you a chance? Why should she? In fact, I, Amr Metwali, I'm gonna go as far as to say you are fucking lucky she didn't make a scene and slap your ugly ass in public. In fact, you should be very fortunate she didn't go 911 and you spend the rest of your fucking life in prison where you really belong, okay, you creep? This is what you guys out there watching Hamza need to understand, man. If you're watching Hamza, if you're watching some curry sale scammer, it's over for you, okay? If you actually had any decent chance with a woman, you would not be watching a fucking curry sale scammer. Period, guys. You'd be out there living your life. If a woman comes your way, cool. And I'm just letting you motherfuckers out there know, if a woman likes you in 2022 going on to 2023, she will come to you. She will approach you. This whole notion that Hamza is telling you, oh man, just go up there and approach her, bro, is fucking bullshit. This is how you get in jail. This is how you get me too'd. This is how you get slapped in public. And I'm telling you guys out there, right now, you guys are justifying getting rejected by saying, oh, it's better than regret. Oh, well, you know, the next rejection is gonna be the one where she says yes. What happens when you get rejected one too many times? A lot of you guys out there, you're gonna fucking lose it. And it's because you're gonna come to the realization, man, that you're fugly. That's the whole point, you're getting rejected. It's not because you're not getting straight A's in school. It's not because you don't have a fucking Harley. It's not because you don't have a goatee. You know, it's not because you have an extra few pounds. It's because you are fucking ugly. That's the sole reason you're getting rejected. And a lot of you idiots out there, you watch Hamza, I see it in the comment section all the time. You're like, oh well, you know, the guys she goes out with, they treat her like shit, they cheat on her, they don't care about her. Yeah, it's because they make that pussy wet. They make not just her pussy wet, they make tons of other girl pussy wet, okay? That's why they can treat her like shit. You can't do that because you're fugly. You make that pussy drier than the Sahara, like Coach Greg Adams tells us, okay? So eventually, one too many rejections, you're gonna realize that you're fucking fugly. That's why they're rejecting you. You're gonna see all the bad boys, all the losers, all the alpha males having their way with her. Eventually, you guys are going to lose it and you're gonna end up harming women. You see, YouTube has an agenda where they want you guys to harm women. It's like 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job and they just got Bin Laden, who's a fucking actor, to say, oh yeah, we did 9/11, okay? You see, the Jews want you guys to go out there, actually harm women, so they can take steps to force to put men on estrogen pills. Maybe they're gonna give you testosterone blockers. Maybe they're even gonna force men to have their dicks chopped off if you Hamza followers actually end up harming women, which the vast majority of you will, after you get rejected so many times. Guys, getting rejected is not good for the psyche, okay? I'm fucking 42 years old, okay? All the women that I've been with or didn't fuck, it's because they approached me, okay? Now, whether I fuck them or not, that's not the important thing. The important thing is they made the initial approach. Here in America, I'm in fucking monk mode, okay? When I'm in Mexico, guys, I'm a fucking horn dog in Mexico. To this very day, I got bitches' phone numbers in Mexico on WhatsApp, Instagram. I'm a hound dog, guys. I'm just, hey, bitch, come to my place. Hey, bitch, you single? You know? If she doesn't reply, if she says, oh, well, I'm busy, I don't give a fuck. I'll just go on to the other hole. Why am I able to do that, guys? Why am I able to handle that type of rejection? Because the girl approached me. She came to me. There was an initial attraction there. Maybe she lost it. Maybe her boyfriend came in the picture. Maybe she found another dude, you know. Maybe I wasn't that fucking alpha guy that she initially thought. Whatever the case is, guys, the bitch came to me, okay? For those of you who don't know, one of the reasons why I go to Mexico is that I face max all the time, guys, okay? I've been face maxing in Cancun ever since pretty much the summer, you know? I got collagen here. This is why my skin now looks a lot better than before. I got fucking, what you may call it, in here. I got fillers in here that took care of all the old man lines and shit like that, okay, guys? I had, you know, fillers in this area to build up my jawline, you know, I inherently have a decent jawline. It's just that, let's be honest, I am technically obese. I've actually had fat loss injections where they would inject me with stuff that would kill the fat cells. I had fat loss injection stuff in here, you know. In the past, guys, when I did this, I had like a double chin going on. It has greatly been reduced. The last time I was in Mexico, I was in Merida. That was like a couple of weeks ago, actually. I actually went under the knife. You know, it wasn't injection. It wasn't fillers. I actually went under the knife. Now, I'm not going to tell you the surgery I had. I actually had two surgeries under the knife. I'm not going to tell you what those two surgeries are yet, because it's going to take like a month or so for the results to really start showing. Now, some of the results you guys can see like right now. I'm not going to tell you what the surgery is. You guys let me know in the comment section, what do you think, what type of surgery do you think I did when I went to Merida about 2 weeks ago? The point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that at the end of the day, guys, it's all about looks, okay? I'm 6'3". The height pill is real. I know Hamza and these other scammers, they tell you, oh man, height ain't important. Height is everything. If you are under 6 feet, you better have a model-like face, okay? Most of us do not have model-like faces, including myself. Heck, if I was to looks max all I can, I don't think I'd have a model-like face if I looks max, you know, if I spend like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on face maxing. I don't think I'll ever have a model-like face. So, if you're under 6 feet, you better have a model-like face. If you don't have a model-like face and you're under 6 feet, other than getting a girl drunk and taking advantage of her, which, by the way, is immoral, illegal, and unethical, you pretty much do not stand a chance with a woman. Of course, Hamza, Men's Maxing, and these online grifters, they're not going to tell you that because that's bad for their business. They always want you to come back, buy their products, you know, watch their videos. Guys, if this can be the last video you will ever see about women getting laid and face maxing. I want it to be like that. Why? Because I'm not selling you anything, guys. I don't have a Patreon. My YouTube channel is pretty much demonetized. I'm a web developer. I create software. People use my software. I get paid commission from people utilizing my software. So go to MGTOW TV, you know, buy something on MGTOW TV, super chat a content creator. That's the best way to help out, you know, everybody over at the MGTOW TV ecosystem, to super chat the creators out there. You know, that way everybody makes money. So, but do I have some alternative motive to sell you fucking false hope and $1,000 course on how to get laid? No, it's all about looks, guys. That's it. It's all about fucking looks, okay? Looks and height. You gotta be at least 5'10", and that's 5'10" without shoes, because I know a lot of you motherfuckers out there, you claim your height with your shoes. I'm 6'3" without shoes. I'm 75 inches or 190 centimeters without motherfucking shoes. So I am 6'3" without shoes, okay, guys? That, along with the fact that I'm losing weight, I'm back in the gym, and just to let you guys out there know, okay, all these scammers out there on the internet, like fucking Liver King, who have a six-pack ab, there is actually a surgery to give you six packs. It's called abs itching. Go on Google right now, type in ABS space itching. You know how they itch stuff, right? You know, itch stuff on a wall, you know? There's abs itching. It's a real thing. How they do it is that they take a, again, I'm not a doctor, okay, but I'm just telling you what I know. They take a, one of those hoses that they stick into your fats, and they pretty much, and they strategically remove fat from your belly for you to have your abs pop out. I actually sent a message to my doctor back in Merida who did the surgery on me about doing abs itching. He told me he can do it, but he said, hey, Amr, you have to lose some fat first. So hopefully for the next 2 months, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to go to the gym. You know, hopefully I can lose maybe 6 or 7 pounds of fat. You got to have a fat BMI of under 30 in order for abs itching to actually work on you, because if you have too much fat, it's going to be ineffective and you're probably going to be wasting your money, and no ethical doctor is going to do abs itching if you are over 30 BMI. So I've got to lose at least 6-7 pounds of pure fat, God willing, in the next 2 months, okay? But the point here that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that instead of wasting time watching Hamza, instead of giving your money to some grifter who's gonna give you a fucking face rating, go to a motherfucking real doctor, okay? Don't fucking listen to these scammers on the internet. You guys have to understand, man, at the end of the day, they're making their money from you, okay? I, Amr Metwali, I am making my money through the software I develop. I'm making money right now by making this video through the software I develop, because other people are utilizing it. Granted, MGTOW TV is losing money because we are spending over $800 a month on servers, but you know, God willing, we'll start making a little bit more money later on, especially when I start promoting the platform, I build better tools, you know, maybe I start a different project next to MGTOW TV that can utilize the MGTOW TV infrastructure that can make up for the losses. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that you've got to start looking realistically at yourself. Hamza does not have the magic bullet. Men's Maxin doesn't have the magic bullet. I don't have the magic bullet for you. Nobody out there has a magic bullet for you. The only real magic bullet is fucking looks. You either got it or you don't, okay? If you don't have the looks, you gotta be at least 5'10" without shoes, because again, a lot of you guys out there, you know, you claim your height based on your shoes. No, you gotta be at least 5'10" without shoes. That's number one. Number two, you gotta have a full set of hair. Number three, don't wear fucking don't wear glasses. I know some of you guys told me, Amar, I actually have a medical condition where I can't do LASIK. I can only do contacts. That's fine, guys. I wore contacts before I did LASIK, okay? You can't just wear glasses anymore, okay? So as long as you're 5'10 or over barefoot, okay? As long as you have a full set of hair, and you can go to Turkey, you can go to Mexico to get hair transplant. I know a friend of mine, you know, he's a Hollywood actor. He might be watching this video. He went to Turkey well over a dozen years ago, did a hair transplant over there. I never ever suspected it, but he got a hair transplant. That's how good they are in Turkey. So hair transplant, if you're fucking bald, if you're wearing glasses, LASIK would be the best. I know I got it. If you can't do LASIK, get contacts, okay? And then other than that, guys, go to a fucking doctor. Go to a doctor, preferably in Mexico or somewhere, or in Turkey. Guys, Western doctors are hella expensive. This is one of the reasons why I'm trying to move over to Mexico. The West is so fucking expensive. For example, guys, okay? The surgeries I did in Merida just 2 weeks ago, if I did those two surgeries here in America, it would have cost me like $2,500, okay? At least $2,500. Or guess how much those two surgeries cost me in Mexico? A little bit under $1,000. So for you guys out there who want to fucking look max, unless you have the money to blow, go to Mexico, go to Turkey. Mexico, guys, I have contacts in Mexico, Cancun and Merida. You can go to a clinic in Cancun to give you injections, to give you collagen fillers, laser treatments. You know, I got contacts for a clinic in Cancun. I have a contact for a doctor in Merida who will put you under the knife like he did to me. Just email me or DM me on MGTOW TV. You can follow me on Instagram if you want to DM me over there. It's Alpha Male Lifestyle _ between the Alpha Male and the Lifestyle, okay? I'm not going to charge you anything because, again, unlike Hamza, unlike Men's Maxer, I am not a grifter. This is not my sole business making videos. I know a lot of you guys out there, you look at Hamza, you're like, oh my God, he's so successful. He has a white girlfriend. First of all, guys, the girlfriend that Hamza has for a white girl, she's fucking a 4, okay? Even though she's young, she's a 4. Secondly, you guys need to understand, man, women like scammers, okay? You look at the Liver King. The Liver King, I don't know if you guys know it or not, the Liver King is fucking 5'7". He's a fucking turbo manlet. Yet the Liver King has supposedly a wife. Why? Because the Liver King is a fucking scam artist, okay? The woman that was the Liver King, she's not gonna get a true high quality man. The woman who's with fucking Hamza, she's not gonna get a high quality man. This is why Hamza has a girl. This is why fucking Liver King has a girl, because they're scammers and they're scamming you. You guys out there, the simp economy is real, okay? Like Duke and Don here on MGTOW TV say, simp economy is real and it's only gonna get worse. everybody watching this video, I don't want you to be a fucking simp for anybody. Don't simp for Hamza. Don't simp for men's maxers. At the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand something, man. Looks are most important things out there. And I'm telling you that as somebody who's actually not just putting in the work, but somebody who's actually been under the knife, as somebody who had a shitload of chemicals injected into himself. I am telling you guys, at the end of the day, looks are the most important thing for a woman. I don't care if she's fucking 20. I don't care if she's fucking 40. The most important thing is for woman is looks. And again, guys, don't fucking cold approach woman. Don't go up to your crush and be like, hey, Becky, hey, I like you. You want to be my girlfriend? That's fucking creepy as shit, bro. And I cannot stress this enough, okay? Woman will approach you if they find you hot enough. Rejection is bad for you. Rejection is bad for you mentally. It's bad for your soul. It's bad for your psyche. Guys, I never been rejected by a girl, okay? You want to know why I never been rejected by a girl even back then? Even, you know, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I never ever was like a fucking fugly looking dude, okay? Yeah, sure, cosmetic surgery could have helped, but at 6'3", you know, back in the day, like in the 90s, early 2000s, I just wasn't a fugly motherfucker. But at the same time, I knew when a girl was out of my motherfucking league, you know? I'm not gonna go to the hottest cheerleader in high school and be like, hey, Stacy, I really like you. Do you wanna go out? You don't do that. You fucking retarded. But this is what Hamza is telling you. He's telling you to go up to like the hottest girl in school, ask her out. That's fucking suicide, guys. You know, again, you're lucky she didn't call the police on you. You're lucky she didn't fucking slap you in public. You're even lucky she didn't have fucking Shad come over and beat the shit out of you. Guys, real talk, okay? If I had a Stacy or even a Becky, and one of you Hamza followers goes up to her like, hey, Becky, I really like you. You want to be my girlfriend? I would beat the fucking shit out of you. So again, guys, Hamza is part of a YouTube agenda. Just like they wanted 9/11, just like they put the blames on Muslims, the Jews, they want you guys out there following Hamza to commit violence against women. That way they can fucking castrate you. That way they can put you on testosterone blockers. They can give you estrogen pills. Guys, you need to understand, the war against men is real. And Hamza is pushing that agenda by giving you false hope so you can go out there and keep on getting rejected, and then eventually they're gonna pass a law where men have to get castrated. Or, you know, in Australia, guys, in Australia, if you look at a woman in Australia and she reports you to the police, you'll get arrested, guys. So all of you guys out there, you're watching Hamza, trust and believe you are following a agenda that is gonna harm men. At the end of the day, guys, looks are the most important things to women. And if you're hot enough, she'll come to you. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.